My name's Andy Parker and I'm 55 this year, so yeah, long-term resident of Covent Garden till early 80s. So, well, when I was a kid it was all a fruit market, it was a going fruit market until around late 60s, early 70s as I recall, and then it kind of all shut up shop. It went to Longacre, the Piazza, the whole lot just closed down. So there were a few, there were still people there, but very few. So by the late 70s, I'd be walking the dog last thing at night, there'd be nothing. You'd walk up Longacre, all the shops were shuttered, apart from the, I think it's either Royal Navy or RAF recruitment centre that was there. That was about it. I think, I'm not sure if St Martin's Art College was still there. I think it might have been up on the right hand side as you walked up, because the traffic flowed the other way as well in those days. But I got involved with the squat at James Street, which was, I think, 13, 14, 15, 16. It was the four buildings facing the tube as you come out, and four buildings onto Longacre itself. So I was living around the corner back at home in Upper St Martin's Lane, but I was working at Bunge's Folk Club in Lichfield Street, and then I was playing in this band in the squat. So, and that was just full of loads of creative people, so it was a huge... it was a huge rush. I knew people who were playing the folk scene, or photographers and band managers, and through them briefly was in touch with things like the CGCA. So I worked at the bar one summer. The singer Norman was better connected, albeit he was from Belfast but living in the squat, but he knew people. He was working the centre in the bar. And also I did a bit of work at Food for Thought, again I think probably through him. Again, just a summer job. But yeah, they were very much your alternative scene job places. So yeah, and we played as a gigging band, we'd play at the squat, and then I left, but the band played at one of the festivals that you've got photos for here, because there are two different sites that you've got bands playing. When the press site got knocked down on Endell Street, there were two Japanese gardens. One was on the Charing Cross side, if you like, and the other was on the Holborn side. They were built, one was built, and then when one got taken over by developers, they moved across the road to the other one. And that's where my friend's band played, the second of the two gardens. Albeit, I think they were both still going concerns with that, as far as bands were concerned, because I remember coming to the various festivals. I remember one bloke, really out of it, standing on top of a transit, and as a bloke came past pushing his hot dog stand up, it's up the top of Neal Street, as if you're going up to Longacre, past the entrance to the first Japanese walk to God, standing on the transit, just leaning down, helping himself to bottles out the top of the Coca-Cola cart, crate on top of the hot dog stand. Bloke never noticed. So my family connection, the business went back to around 1850, I believe, in St Martin's Lane, but the family, I think, go back about another 50, 60 years before that to Covent Garden, at least one side of them did. I mean, both my sisters, who don't live in London, have done various bits of research into the genealogy and stuff of the family, and one of them traced a Soho connection back, I think on the Parker side, which I presume is the Sadler side, back to a sort of sometime maybe 1780, something like that, in Soho. But yeah, at one point we had three branches of the family in competition with each other. George Parker and Sons, which is my dad's company, there was Parker Brothers and Parker and Parker. And you can still see on Monmouth Street some other saddle makers paint up on the front of the shop. They've kept, I think when they redeveloped the shop, they kept that. The people who took that particular shop over kept the thing written on the front, so you can still see that. But we didn't have any of that kind of stuff when I was. But so three branches of the family, two One went off to Moss Bros in Long Acre and started the saddle department there. And the other went to Harrods, I think, and started the saddle department there. So that left George Park, because it's the only one still in Covent Garden in my lifetime. But apparently also Sandringham East was a horse repository where you could rent a horse. I presume that's what they did with them, and God knows, I never saw it. But because I remember Sandringham East because I knew some kids of my age, or my mum knew some people who lived over there, and they didn't even have baths in those days. They didn't have a bathroom in Sandringham East, as far as I remember. Because I remember Chino, who was the kid nearest to my age, getting a bath in the sink in the kitchen. So, and my sister, when she ended up with a flat in Cambridge Circus, but before that, she did rent a place in Sandringham East, and I think that the bathrooms were put in as an afterthought. I'm not sure about a toilet, but I think the bathroom was put in as an afterthought, and they literally partitioned a bit off the living room. So this would have been late 70s, I guess. They'd only just by then started to get proper bathrooms in. What else? Yeah, I knew people who had the pub up at the Seven Dials, the Crown, because there was one of my close schoolmates. So we used to go to school down at St George's in wherever it is, off Grosvenor Square. Our first primary school was actually in Soho at St James's, St Peter's, because we were kind of, I was going to school at that point with, I guess, the last wave of white immigrant kids. So the Italians, the Jewish, the Polish, the Germans had all come over in the 50s, and so they were kind of the kids I was at school as classmates. I mean, whose parents mostly didn't speak English. If they wanted to annoy the parents or say something to each other, they'd speak in English because the parents couldn't understand them. But the parents were the tailors and the cutters and the deli owners, most of which have gone now from Soho. But they were kind of the people I was around there. And also Berwick Market, and a bit further afield, was also where a lot of my schoolmates came from. But okay, I can remember the press building in Endell Street. That's what became the first of the two Japanese gardens, the water gardens. Big place with imposing pillars and articulated lorries that the driver with rolls of paper on unload them. I don't know who printed that, but one of the big press companies. And then it mysteriously burnt down. And there was all this talk about, oh, it's vagrants living there, but everybody was saying, no, it's the people who own it. They've knocked it down. They couldn't get planning permission. And then, equally mysteriously, people, you'd see the printing presses being taken out and the lead stripped off the roof. I think that was actually before the fire, too. And then there was the fire, so naturally everyone was suspicious. Then the developers came and knocked half of it down, left half of it standing. And then if you look at the photos of the first water garden, you can tell which one it is because that's got buildings in it. The second water garden was, as far as I recall, was a completely flat space with a tin wall round it. They were both sunken below street level. But one of them, you can just see the edge of the old press building. So developers came in, smashed half of it down, then obviously went, oh, we've got to knock it all down now. And so a couple of years later, they knocked it all down and built whatever's there now. I think they're flats. I'm not entirely sure what those. Well, if you walk down Neil Street from Long Acre, there's a shoe shop, but I don't know what's above it. I think it's probably all flats and all sorts of stuff. Let's see, what else? Well, so Dad was a saddler, Mum was worked at various. See, my parents split up, but we were still living above the shop, and so we'd see my dad most days. That's for the boy day, but yeah, most days. My mum just did various secretarial jobs over in, you know, in the round, not in Covent Garden particularly. But I had no interest in horses, no knowledge of them. My sisters did, but they weren't really given an option as to sort of taking on the business. They could have done.
And there were horses around this
never
area.
Seen a horse, never been in a horse in my life, never seen a horse within 100 yards of my dad's shop. That wasn't the game. He was the Queen Mother's saddler. So I guess that meant she got some free stuff off him. Apparently it was supposed to be better if you were the Queen Mother's saddler than the Queen's, because Queen Mother had a better stable. The Queen's saddlers were in Bond Street, a company called Giddens. But no, never saw a horse. Not in the least bit interested. Couldn't care less. I know which end to feed, but that's about as far as it goes. So.